You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
Did you hear the bad news?
What?
The last VHS factory in the world
is
shut down.
Yes!
No!
Don't worry.
Stab into my heart, you do not!
It's still like this month they're gonna like make the last like VHS recorder.
Churn out some magnetic tape for me?
Oh no, they're still like the tape. They're making the last recorder this month.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I heard about that.
We best get one.
I like that that my impression seems to be that they stayed in business just long enough that they could finally see Betamax finally give up.
They were like, we're not stopping until we grind you into the ground.
Yeah. I cruised through Target like the other day. And I actually saw like a CRT TV and VHS recorder like for sale like next to each other, and the VHS recorder was like $250,
well,
and the CRT TV was like
yeah
I mean like put together they were like $500-$600, and I'm like, you know, you can buy like a computer monitor and like a hard drive recorder and shit for these prices, like what, apart from reliving the glory days of VHS and getting it in that weird fuzzy picture quality, what are people doing?
It's hard to destroy.
You need a proper CRT screen to properly appreciate old NES games.
Yeah, that does help.
Also, if you're a frame rater, like you would, you will not accept fucking LCD.
Yeah.
Like it ghosts, it's slow.
It's ridiculous.
Anything less than the best is a felony.
Yeah, and you can't like destroy digital fucking media upon using it.
No.
Like analog is the only thing that you put your stamp on it upon listening to it.
Ricky Gervais learned totalitarianism from Adolf Hitler, the inventor of atheism. Oh my god!
Did the Holocaust happen?
It was made up! Emoji! Like, oh my god, you're such a fucking Hitler!
Who's the best of all Barneys? You got Barney Rubble. You got Barney Gumble.
You got
Barney Stinson.
But I was gonna say there's Barney from
And you've got Barney Gumble. Or Barney the Dinosaur.
How many burping guys did you list?
I listed Barney Gumble twice.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, they did sound like two.
Would you agree that he's the best Barney?
Yeah, he's pretty good. The guy from How I Met Your Mother.
That's Barney Stinson.
There's also George W. Bush's dog, Barney.
Oh.
He's not as good as Barney Gumble, is he?
And Asteroid 5655 Barney.
Ooh. That one, I think that's the next best. Oh, I got it right here. Oh, you already scored some.
I took it from there. It had a bit extra on the outside. Oh, it tastes bad. Oh,
yeah, dude, there's like shit, dude. There's like speed and like fucking.
It's
all
coated
sorts
in speed and a bit of value in there too.
Which was Barney from Half-Life, the security guard.
He's a good Barney.
Yeah.
Okay, he's.
I don't know. If
he's still not Barney Gumble, but.
No, but he's
maybe that's the next best Barney.
Yeah.
The asteroid's pretty good though. Like, I'm.
Yeah, but like,
this is gonna taste disgusting with all
yes,
that.
Yes, it does.
Because it's coated, like it has got crushed, like powdered, all sorts of shit.
I don't know. I can still taste it.
That's in my pocket, so you wouldn't have to. Like when you're jonesing,
I'm
you
going
go for
to be
this.
Jonesing later.
Otherwise, you don't. Yeah. You get like the sampler of
it's
drugs.
A speeding
ball. You don't know what you're gonna get in
there. But you get what you deserve.
Yeah. You don't get the drugs you want. You get the drugs you deserve.
Yeah. Well, I thought, I'm worth it.
You've just taken like a G.G. Allen hit.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, this is a list of all Barneys.
It's a list of all possible Barneys.
Cool.
Yeah. Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team, Barney Drakes.
Oh, speaking of baseball. Because we're always going to the baseball.
Yeah. My theory, and I may have discussed it before, is that team sports, professional sports, would be a lot more interesting if you couldn't ever substitute players. The players you get at the start of the season are the only players you're allowed for the whole season. So if one of them gets badly injured, well, sorry, next game you have one less player.
Yeah.
Or you have like crippled lame crutches Joe.
Yeah. You got to decide. You know.
You pick your toughest guys because they can handle the most damage.
Exactly. You've got to decide, you know, is it worth bringing this crippled guy back into one more game, or should we let him recover for a week and play with one less player?
Yeah.
I'm a little British girl, I'm a little British girl. I'm a little British girl, I'm a little British girl. I'm a little British girl, I'm a little British girl. I'm a little British girl. I'm a little British girl.
I like that apparently Islamic State is trying to set up operations in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And they're not doing too well.
Oh, really? Because they want a piece of the Afghan pie.
Because, you know, it's like, dude.
Afghanistan's good.
We're the Taliban, man. We
made... Like, we put terrorism on the map.
Fundamentalist Islamic State, buddy. You're not doing shit here. We
invented.
Have been imposing a brutal Islamic theocratic state for decades, man.
While you were suckling on your Islamic State's teeth, man,
we were doing mass beheadings before you were even born.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but fucking Al-Qaeda is OG terrorism, man.
Yo, taking it back to the classical days. Fetus? What?
Hey,
Sidious Fetus?
Festus.
Festus. Okay, sorry, I thought
that's
it was...
That's not better.
That's not much better, no.
Festus, Missouri.
Festus, Missouri. Yeah.
Festus was settled shortly after the establishment of New Detroit, like
oh,
Crystal City.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Crystal City's a lot better than New Detroit. New Detroit. So they are trying to just lure you into you.
The town legend claims the name was chosen in a church ceremony where a Bible was opened blindly and the first proper name encountered was that of Porcius Festus, the governor of Judea, like the fucking that guy.
You know, that's sort of like a good guy.
No.
That's like randomly opening her and the town shall be called Lucifer.
Yeah.
No, that's bad. All right. Judas. Another town legend says there was a disagreement over what to name the city. It was agreed upon a Bible would be shot. And whatever proper name closest to the last page penetrated would be chosen.
Okay, let's shoot Bibles. That's just a nice...
I reckon I could shoot a Bible at 300 paces. You're on.
There you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 Minutes of Madness.